Governor Mike Kehoe announced on Monday he was denying the clemency for Lance Shockley. Shockley's scheduled to be executed today for the murder of Highway Patrol Sergeant Carl Dwayne Graham in Carter County in 2005. Shockley was convicted of killing Graham because Graham was investigating Shockley for involuntary manslaughter and leaving the scene of an accident. The governor's office said Shockley's conviction has been reviewed and upheld by the Missouri Supreme Court, the Federal District Court, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the United States Supreme Court. Shockley was sentenced to the death penalty by a judge because the jury was in a deadlock. Missouri is one of only two states that allows judges that power. Shockley's death is set to be the 102nd execution in Missouri and the first for 2025. Two people have been arrested in Douglas County after someone reported that they saw what appeared to be a pipe bomb. Gary Hayden and his son, a 17-year-old juvenile, were arrested after deputies found gunpowder, fused material, pipe fittings, duct tape, and steel pipes, components consistent with the improvised explosive devices in their vehicle. They denied any intent to build a bomb, stating the material was for plumbing. Both Gary and James Hayden faced charges of unlawful possession, transport, manufacture, repair, or sale of an illegal weapon and unlawful possession of an explosive weapon. Two men were arrested in Douglas County after a traffic stop. According to reports, authorities found meth in their vehicle near a child's seat. 49-year-old Preston Ray Dobbs and Jared David Day were both arrested, and deputies discovered a magnetic box containing meth behind the center console near where the child had been seated. A spoon with meth residue was also found. Dobbs is facing charges of possession of a controlled substance, endangering the welfare of a child, creating a substantial risk, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $2,500. Day is facing charges of possession of a controlled substance, endangering the welfare of a child, creating a substantial risk, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Prior drug offense, his bond was set at $10,000. A Batesville man has been arrested for allegedly pointing a gun at a couple and their children. 21-year-old Xavier Dupree Garcia is charged with four counts of aggravated assault. On Saturday, he allegedly threatened the couple, who he said had been arguing outside his apartment. Video evidence showed both parents were holding a child when Garcia allegedly pointed the gun at them and shouted racial slurs. Garcia is being held on $100,000 bond. A woman faces charges after allegedly possessing narcotics at the Howe County Jail. Amelia Gibson has been arrested after her bond was revoked. Authorities found five white rectangular pills, one yellow round pill, and a glass jar containing cocaine inside Gibson's purse. She's charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance with bond set at $7,000. A man from Walnut Ridge was arrested in Randolph County on Monday. 20-year-old Cole Walker was arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and careless and prohibited driving. He was taken to Randolph County Jail. A woman from West Plains suffered serious injuries in an accident south of Bakersville. The Highway Patrol says the 74-year-old woman was injured when she drove off the road and struck a tree, then overturned her vehicle. The woman was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on Highway 101 just south of Bakersville. A 6-year-old girl from Yellville was injured in an accident south of Mansfield. The Highway Patrol reports the girl was injured when a vehicle attempted to turn around and pulled in front of the vehicle the young girl was in. The accident happened on Missouri Highway 5, 1 mile south of Mansfield. The girl suffered moderate injuries and was taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. Nearly 500 community members came together in support of local health care at the Ozark Healthcare Foundation's annual Blue Jean Ball Saturday, October the 4th at Silver Springs Ranch. The event raised an impressive $100,077 to benefit Ozark's healthcare patients and local healthcare initiatives. Guests enjoyed an evening of dinner, live music, dancing, and both silent and live auctions, all in a relaxed Western theme atmosphere. Proceeds from the event will go directly to support Ozark's Healthcare Foundation's mission to enhance patient care and fund critical needs throughout the health system. The Isser County Sheriff's Office weekly incarceration report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Just in case you're feeling lucky, the Mega Millions jackpot is now worth $600 million. No one matched the five numbers in the Mega Ball in Friday night's drawing. The next drawing is tonight. The last time someone won the Mega Millions jackpot was back in June, so the prize money keeps soaring. This is the 11th time in the game's history the jackpot has reached $600 million.